Red Line.
Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi resigned after his signature constitutional reform initiative was dramatically defeated, throwing Italy's political system back into its historic disorder and potentially making it more challenging to handle the looming debt crisis. Mr. Renzi wanted to turn the Senate into a symbolic advisory group and to recentralize the power in Rome's grip, leaving regions with less autonomy. But the Italian people dealt his vision a decisive blow, with 59% of them voted to reject it. Italy is now thrown back into its historic pattern of political gridlock due to Renzi's resignation, and even though early elections might lead to progress, they could also see anti-establishment parties such as Five Star Movement and North League strengthen their political power. Amidst this stalemate, however, a looming debt crisis hangs over the head of one of European Union's largest economies. So for being dealt such a major political defeat, Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is our man in the news this week. And to discuss it in more detail, let me welcome in the studio Mr. Vladimir Sotnikov, head of Russia East West Center, independent think tank. Mr. Sotnikov, you're heading the Center Russia East West Center, but probably you remember that in 2014, Prime Minister Renzi also was orchestrating that meeting between East and West ASEAN summit. And during that time, he looked as a person who tried to build bridges between East and West. And no one at that time could have imagined that he would step up so dramatically. Did you expect such a result or not?
Well, thank you very much, Sergei, for the question. Actually, yes, of course, I remember very well that in 2014, Matteo Renzi was orchestrating, really, as he believed at the time, a breakthrough approach to the new relationship between the Eastern and Western countries. So no one, I think, haven't been expecting this drastic change in his position as a Prime Minister of Italy, in its approach to dealing with the problems of the foreign and internal policies of Italy, actually. So I think the underlying story here is that in Italy, the society, a lot of extent, is a conservative. And we know from the history of Italy that there will be about 60 or 70, if I'm not mistaken, 70 governments, different governments in Italy. So that means that almost each year after the Second World War, there was a change and another government would come to power in Italy. So Italians are fearful of Matteo Renzi and his drastic approach to what is good for Italy, according to his opinion. So they were fearful, and they will just didn't him credit, you know. So that's, I think, the main reason, as it seems to me, that Italians actually had this choice and had this result as the result which was actually after this referendum in Italy. So I think that Matteo Renzi shouldn't be expecting anything else except this result.
And finally, what we have, those problems which he tried to resolve, they remain. And in addition to that, we have snowballing problems of what can be described as power vacuum, because now it's not right. Clear who will step in. He steps down, who will be, whether they will have caretaker government. And other thing is, what will happen to Italian political system and the political process? Because, as you see, opposition insists on early elections, whereas Renzi's party, which still controls the parliament, that's very important. They wanted transition to be more smooth and someone to step in who is close associate of Renzi, who would be more likened to Brussels. But anyway, getting back to what Mr. Renzi tried to do, he was facing what he described as institutional paralysis. Because Italian economy is in a bad shape, bad governance, so he was really irritated by that system which he considered to be not flexible, not responsive to innovation, obsolete, with that live senators, slow decision-making process, utterly corrupted politics, and he wanted to change it. It didn't work. Some kinds say that that was even political suicide. Probably you will not agree with that. But at the same time, we have to understand that instability in Italy is not only instability for Italians, it can also rock the boat inside the European Union, which, as you know, has entered a long period of turbulence.
Right. You know, I do not agree that that was an act of a political suicide act, because
I'm not saying that that I believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I understand. I can understand you. But the thing is that really, we should take into consideration that the European Union, and Italy is a very important part of the European Union, is in a long process of turbulence. And if you just take, for example, this very much anticipated in Europe and throughout the world problem of refugees from and migrants from North African and Middle Eastern countries. So Italy actually is on the red line of defense against the very influx of these refugees to Europe. So Italians, I think, couldn't be very much persuaded by the smooth words of Matteo Renzi that Italy would go out of this economic decline, economic recession, and that and they didn't believe that Matteo Renzi would actually ultimately would give and would propose the Italians the better future.
I think, Mr. Sotnikov, that those issues you're referring to, like immigration and other, now they will have to be addressed by the new government. But for more on that, now we have a very special guest on the line, Mr. Eric Jones, Professor of European Studies, Johns Hopkins University, Bologna.
Red Line.
Mr. Jones, welcome to Redline.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yeah, great. So we understand that with the resignation of Matteo Renzi, Italian drama doesn't come to its end. So what could be the next stage? What are your expectations?
The next step is that the President of the Republic, Sergio Mattarella, has to choose someone to form a new government. And that someone could also include Matteo Renzi himself, although Renzi denies that he wants to do this. We're expecting that choice to be made by Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
Okay, but if we look into the substance, well, obviously Italy would have government. Someone would be appointed as a caretaker, prime minister, or probably you'll have an early election. But let us look into the substance. As we understand, Matteo Renzi tried to challenge the very foundations of Italian political system, and it fired back. It didn't work. But those problems still remain. Who is going to resolve them?
Well, the structures of the Italian political system are ones that we've been trying to reform in Italy since the early 1990s. And it looks like that reform process is just going to take a little bit longer. What we need right now is just a new electoral law for the Chamber of Deputies, and that can be reformed in Parliament, or it could be reformed by the courts when they rule on the constitutionality of the law on 24 January. So there's a process that will take us forward. As for sweeping changes to the Constitution itself, I think it's unrealistic to expect that to happen at any point before a new legislature starts. And so we will either have early elections before the summer, or it's possible, although decreasingly likely, that would take place at the end of this parliament in 2018.
You know, we in Russia also had very, very interesting thought-provoking debate of the outcome of Italian referendum on our own. And I spoke to many experts here, political pundits, and it's interesting that some are trying to interpret it as another textbook example of a European Union getting into a new trouble, while others are arguing that those people who voted against Renzi, actually they behaved like pro-European electorate because they didn't want to suspend, to curtail democracy. And European Union, as they say, it's about democracy. So when Renzi wanted to limit the rights of the region, probably he was looking as a more anti-European Union, as more than though those opposition groups like Five Star or Northern League.
Well, I think you're on the right track here. The public opinion polling that we did actually looked at this as a fight between two different visions of democracy. And the question that Italians are facing is whether democracy should represent all voices, even those which are for very small minorities, or whether democracy should be able to take tough decisions in the event that there are too many voices that want to block change. And Italians are polarized on this issue. There are many who want to have a very representative democracy, and many who want a democracy that's able to reform more aggressively, even against opposition. So what we end up with is a balance between these two. Unfortunately, at the moment, the balance is more toward representation than effectiveness. So we're not getting as much institutional reform as required. But that will change over time. It's just a very slow process.
Yeah, and if we look at Matteo Renzi as a personality, I was watching him appearing after the referendum and making to that statement. I feel that probably it required enormous courage for him just to say those words. Do you think that he can stage at one point, probably not now, he can stage a sort of political comeback, or his game is over?
Oh, I think we definitely have not seen the last of Matteo Renzi. If anything, his comeback will be sooner rather than later. The challenge that he faced, we should remember, this constitutional reform process that just ended and ended badly, was not a process that Renzi chose or that Renzi initiated. This is a process that was started long before Renzi became Secretary General of the Democratic Party, and that Renzi was forced to accept, including the procedure in Article 138 of the Italian Constitution that requires the constitutional reforms to be validated by popular referendum. So even though Renzi failed to achieve this result, it's not really his failure per se, and I expect him to come back very strongly early in the new year.
So we will have more room for discussion, I think, next year. Mr. Jones, thank you very much for your thought-provoking comments. And now we have another guest on the line who is joining us from Milano, Mr. Paolo Salom, political observer with Corriere della Sera.
Red Line.
How are you?
I hope you were watching our discussion. So one of the questions is, what will happen now to Matteo Renzi, whether he would be able somehow to come back and at one point and initiate another reform, because Italy really badly needs reform.
Oh, you're right. You're very right. You can say that Italy needs reform since democracy was born. But in any case, for what concerns Matteo Renzi, I think that we will be hearing about him very soon, sooner than we could expect, since the options for the forming of a new government are very slim. So the most probably outset will be that Matteo Renzi will be asked to form a new government. A new government that will lead the country to elections. As you know, since the reforms were thrown in the dustbin by a referendum, now we need a new electoral system, because the actual being investigated by the Constitutional Court is not fit to elect the old parliament. It was meant to be used with a new system, with only a chamber. The Senate was going to be pensioned in a sort of a way. So I think that we will hear about Renzi very soon, but don't expect to see reforms in the near future. We will need more time.
Yeah, absolutely. Things are not done overnight. I understand, Mr. Salom. But I think it's very important that you mentioned that Italy really needs new legislation system. So probably this will be a task for the new government. So thank you very much for participating in our program. So, and just to wrap it up, let me thank all our guests for participating, beginning with our studio guest, Mr. Vladimir Sotnikov, Russia East-West Center head, also Paolo Salom, political observer with Corriere della Sera, and Eric Jones, professor of European Studies, Johns Hopkins University from Bologna. And with this, we end this edition of Red Line, brought to you by Radio Sputnik. It was presented by me, Sergei Strokin. Thank you for staying with us. Goodbye, and take care.